Okay, today is Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. So Daf Yud, we got to some of the points yesterday, but as you hopefully realized, Bava Metzia, Daf Yud, we could really spend many, many more hours on. But let's just mention two or three more points at the end that we didn't get to mention yesterday. And that was, if you remember at the Amud Beis, the second half of yesterday's Amud Beis, the Gemara had the amazing application of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira to a Chatzer. A Chatzer being kona something for a ganav, and the Gemara says, how does that work? Ein shliach l'dvar aveira. How could a ganav's chatzer be kona for him? So the Gemara says, come on, you can't apply ein shliach l'dvar aveira if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. That's A. Or you can't apply ein shliach l'dvar aveira if the shliach has no choice in whether to do it or not. Those are the 2 days the Gemara had. My nafkamina between these 2 days. What if, says the Gemara, if a kohen asks a Yisrael to marry a grusha for him? The Kohen said to Yisrael, please go marry this grusha for me. So for the Yisrael, he's not a bar chiyuva, because Yisrael is allowed to marry a grusha. But for the Kohen, he would be. So in that case, if you hold, if it's not ein shlich l'var aveira, it's only where he's a bar chiyuva, so there the mishalech would be chayiv. If you say if he has a choice, the shlich still has a choice there. So that's one nafkamina. Or the other one is, if a man tells a woman to go and cut off the payas of a katan. So that case too. So Tosfos says it doesn't say a gadol, because a gadol probably would have prevented him from doing it. But that's another case where the woman is not a bar chiyuva, while she still does have a choice. So Tosfos here, in Dibur Maschil to Amar, brings up three issues, just to mention them, and then we'll move on. Tosfos says, first of all, V'im Tomar, Afilo Amar l'koinami. Why is it only nafkamina if a man tells a Yisrael to be Makadish and Magrusha? Even if he does a Kohen, the Kohen is not the one, the Shliach Kohen is not the one getting married. So why should he, you know, be considered a Bar Chiyuva? He's not doing the Aveira. So the Tosfos answer is no. V'yesh lomar, it's a Kohen Mikri Bar Chiyuva, Hoel V'im Makadisha La'atzmo Chayiv. The Kohen still would be a Bar Chiyuva, because if the Kohen would turn around and be Makadish her to himself, he would be Chayiv for that. Avo Yisrael, Afal gav de over mishum lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol kishem makadsha lekohen. Still, the Yisrael would violate lifnei iver in this case because he's helping the kohen do the aveira. Kivan di makadsha laatzmo lo machayev lo mikri bar chiyuva. He would not be called the bar chiyuva in that case. That is Tosfos' pshat. If you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva says that Yisrael does not violate lifnei iver in this case. Does not violate lifnei iver. Why? Says the Ritva. So Tosfos in the Ritva, when Yisrael is Makadesh Agrusha on behalf of a Kohen, does he violate Lifnei Iver? So again, this relates beautifully to the Chakira that we mentioned in the past from the Achronim. How do you look at Lifnei Iver? Is Lifnei Iver, when I violate Lifnei Iver, is that what's called a Klali? Lifnei Iver is the same no matter what Aveira I'm trying to get the guy to do. Lifnei Iver of Treif, and Lifnei Iver of Shatnez, and Lifnei Iver of everything. It's all Lifnei Iver. That's the Lifnei Iver scorecard in Shemayim. Is that how you look at it? Or do we say, no, Lifnei Iver is, there's a prat in every Aveira. It's Lifnei Iver of Treif, I'm doing a little Treif. If Lifnei Iver of this, and Lifnei Iver of that, it relates to every little Aveira. We said the greatest nafkamina, the Machlokas, Balamar, and Ramban, is Lifnei Iver of the big three Aveiros. If somebody comes over to me and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. So is that the Yahari Val Yavar? It's Machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban, whether that's Yahari Val Yavar or not. So what's that about? Is Lifnei Iver of the big three considered the big three? It is a Yahari Val Yavar or not? So to hear, it fits in beautifully. The Yisrael obviously is not mitzuva in marrying a grusha. So if you say, like the Ritva, that is not included, why? So maybe because it's an Isser Prati. And if it's an Isser Prati, it can't be Prati here because a coin is not, Yisrael is not mitzuva. But if you say it's a klali, so then that's less like Tosfos, and therefore even a Yisrael could violate. So that is part one of Tosfos, the discussion that's brought up of Lufnei Iver. Part two of Tosfos. Tosfos continues. V'im Tomar. My nafgamina ben lamadamer yiboy aved v'ben lamadamer shliach bar chiyuva says Tosfos. 1 minute. The Gemara brought this as a nafgamina between the two opinions of ein shliach l'dvar aveira within bar chiyuva, or if you have a choice in the matter. What do you mean? Says Tosfos, they're never going to violate the aveira anyway when if he marries the grusha. Why? Lo laki ala kiddushin. Because if you remember Gemara, we had a meseches kiddushin. When does the aveira take place? When a kohen does kiddushin to the woman, or when the kohen lives with the woman? Says Tosfos, the Malkus is only when he lives with the woman later, not by the Kiddushin. If a Kohen goes over to a Grusha, Harayim Kudesh Libitvazu, You didn't violate yet. You don't get malchus yet. So what's the Yisrael doing wrong anyway? He didn't do anything wrong. It's only later when the Kohen actually lives with her. So Tos has two answers. Number one, V'yesh lomar, D'chibol achar kach loke afal kiddushin. Maybe when the Bia later on, it's like the kiddushin is a t'nai of the Avera. And once the Bia takes place, then you violate even for the kiddushin. So it isn't Avera, it's just that the Malkus is held over. Inami yesh lomar, or da'af l'Rava nafkamina. No, there's still a nafkamina even for Rava. Why? D'yesh shlichus chalana kiddushin, v'yin ein shlichus, ein chalana kiddushin. Whether you say shlichus in Dvar Avera will depend whether this is a kiddushin or not. In other words, 2 days in Tosfos, whether ein shlichus Dvar Avera just means you cannot transfer the Avera. There's a shlichus, but the Avera cannot be transferred. That's the first day of Tosfos. Or the second day of Tosfos says, when we say ein shlichus Dvar Avera, the whole shlichus falls away. Like Reb Chaim said, I'm not a bailim on Averas. You can only make a shlich on something that you're a bailim on, that you're in control of. I'm in control of marriage. I'm in control of selling and buying things. I'm not in control of Averas. I can't make a shlich to do an Avera. So therefore, if you try to, the whole shlichus is batal, and therefore the whole marriage, the whole kiddushin, would not work. So that's another important point of Tosfos about when the Avera is, and the chiddush of the first day of Tosfos that you're going to violate the kiddushin once you do the Bia, and whether ein shlichus Dvar Avera destroys shlichus, or it just says that the Avera cannot be transferred over. Just to mention a shita of the Rambam, and then we'll move on. Says the Rambam, based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, says the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Bia. I'm discussing what the definition of a mamzer is. Echad mamzer shenasa Yisraelo, so Yisraeli shenasa mamzeres, kibin shebalu achar kiddushin lokin. A mamzer that lives with a Yisraelis, or vice versa, kiddushin and then bia, malchus. Kidesh velo ba'al, eno loke. But if he does kiddushin without bia, no malchus. Ba'al velo kidesh, eno loke. The same thing if he just has bia without malchus. Wow. So if a mamzer just lives with a Yisraelis, or vice versa, without kiddushin prior, so there's no malchus. Why? And here's the Rambam's klal. She'ein lecha b'kol chai ve'lavin, misheloke al bia. Says the Rambam, every Chai Ve'Lavin, Grusha L'Kohen, and Mamzerus, and what else would you say, Ammonium Moavi, any of these, there's no Malkus on the Bia unless there was Kiddushin first. That's the Shita of the Rambam. All Chai Ve'Lavin, only Chai Malkus with Kiddushin and then Bia. They're all Isurim within the context of marriage. Stam Znus on the street, you're not going to violate Mishun these Isurim, with one exception. The Rambam says, Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Kohen Gadol Ba'almana is the only one. Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, he's going to violate even with just the Bia, not the Kiddushin. And the Ravid here argues, and the Magen Mishnah here quotes, this is very unusual. Where's the source of the Rambam? And this was so unusual that the Chachmi Lunel, once in a while we have a letter that the Chachmi Lunel wrote to the Rambam. So here the Magen Mishnah quotes the whole letter, beginning of Perek Tes Vav Minhachas Issur Bia. The Kfar Nishal Rabbeinu Alzeh Mechachmi Lunel, he quotes the Shaila, the Yaganu Harbei, Velo Matsanu Minayim Lo, Rak Matsanu Kushi Gedola, we've had many Gemaras against this. The Rambam answers them that Vadei Ru'u Yehi La'ayin B'Harbei, you're right, it is a problematic Rambam. I'll agree with you. So he says, "V'chachamim gedolim kachem heim sheyikshalem davarzeh." And you're great rabbis, so it's good that you asked the kasha. But let me explain. He says, "I spent a lot of time doing this." Ubeisha chibarti amati b'davarzeh kama yamim. I spent a lot of days, says the Rambam, on this shita. But let me explain to you where I got it from. And then he quotes the Gemara, the end of Maseches Kedushin, which we discussed on Daf Ayin Ches, where how he reads the Gemara there. And that is the Rambam. But other Rishonim argue, other Rishonim, what are you talking about? What does a mamzer have to do with kiddushin? The Isser mamzeris is, or the Isser Kohen the Grusha. You know, you don't need the kiddushin. But that is the shita of the Rambam. The Ritva there says beferish in kiddushin of Ayin Ches that he argues with his Rambam. He says Shar Chai Ve'Lavin Bebiya Talin Rachmana. Below his kiddushin kiddushin klal v'zeh pashut u'muskal rishon. Says the Ritva. I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. But that is the discussion that relates to our Tosfos. Do you need Kiddushin prior to Bia by Chai Ve'Lavin?
That goes with the Rambam's Shita Kiddushin,
Doraisa? Does that fit with the Rambam's Shita that Kiddushin itself is Doraisa? Does it link up to that and not just Pur Revu? If you say Kiddushin, so maybe you can say the Shitaso, Kiddushin is significant. The fact that Kiddushin, marriage itself, is a mitzvah shows that it's significant, and therefore you might need that for prior to Chai Ve'Lavin. If you say according to the Rush, that only Puravu is a mitzvah and not Kiddushin, so then maybe that reflects Kiddushin is not as significant, and therefore you wouldn't need that for the Averis. Maybe. Yeah, I'm not sure what the Rambam, the Rosh, I'm assuming Rov Rishonim hold like the Ritva. But so maybe it could be connected. Okay, let's continue now. Again, there's more in Shlichus of Dvar Avera, but we will continue. Says the Gemara now. We are four lines from the bottom. We had a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether chatzir is mishum yad or mishum shlichus. Does anybody argue? And we have a Mefirish Braisa that's going to say that chatzir is mishum yada. How can anybody say it's mishum shlichus? V'hatanya says the Braisa by get, yada, a woman can accept her get in her hand. Ein li ela yada, this is only in her hand. Gaga chatzir of a karpifa minayin, how did we know that she could use her roof for her yard, or her big yard, her karpev? How do we know? Tamalom, Rav Nassan, Mikol Makom. Rav Nassan, Biyada, Rav Nassan includes anywhere into the woman's Rishus. So you see the favors from the language of the Braisa that Chatzer is an extension of Yad. He says, I only know Yad. How do I know all these? Dot, dot, dot. So how can anybody say that Chatzer is a Mishum a Shliach? So Gemara has three answers. Number one, Le'inyin get kuliyam alo pligi, the Chatzer Mishum Yad is Rabbi. You're right regarding get, regarding a woman accepting her get, everything is an extension of Yad. That's what you need by get, and that's what it is. That's what this last price is only about getting. Ki pligi linyin mitzia. The earlier machlokas was about a mitzia. If a mitzia is in my chatzer, how does my chatzer function? Mar savar yalfina mitzia miget. Some say that you learn mitzia from get, and therefore, just like by get, chatzer is an extension of yad, so too by mitzia, and that's why a ketana would be able to be kone, because a ketana, as we said yesterday, has a yad. So she has a yad, so her chatzer works like that. Umar savar lo yafina mitzia miget. And the other brain holds, no, we don't learn out mitzia from get. Rashi says, mamona mi isura lo yafinan. It's a Gemara quotes elsewhere, and therefore it would work. That's a principle that everybody agrees to. So what does the first opinion do? Mamona, you learn out mamona mi isura. So one would have to say that maybe it's because it's not a direct limud. Reish Lakish, who's the one that says it works? No, Rabbi Yochanan would say, you're not learning Mamona Miyisura. You learn a principle that Chatzer is Mitam Yad. So once you learn that, it's not specifically in one place and not in another place. That's Megale and Kol Torah Kula, but it's not specifically in one Makar that you have to learn from. That's what you would have to say for Rabbi Yochanan. While the other sheet says, no, you look at every context, and therefore, you don't learn Mamona Miyisura. Answer one. Answer two, Ibaya Seima, Biktanu Kuliamalo Pligi, the Alfinan Mitsia Miget. Ktana, everybody agrees that you learn out Mitsia Miget, but everybody would agree that a Ktana would have a Yad, and therefore you learn out Mitsia from Get, and therefore her Chatzar is Mitam Yad, and therefore she would have a Chatzar to accept her Get. Vahacha, Bikatan Kamiflagi. The Machlokas would be, what about a Katan? Do you learn Katan for the Torah's case of Get is obviously by a female? So the question is, you could extend that to Ketana, could you extend that to Katan? That's the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Mar Sava Yalfina Katan Miktana, or Mar Sava Lo Yalfina Katan Miktana. So that's the real Machlokas that we had yesterday. Viba Yisema, third answer, Mar Machado, Mar Machada, Vilo Pliki. Really, there's no Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What does this mean? So Rashi explains that Reish Lakish, when he says, Ein La Chatzer, was talking about Mitzia. By Mitzia, everybody agrees, Ein La Chatzer. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about Get, which is what the Braisa was about, and therefore it would work in Yeshla Chatzer. So maybe there's no Machlokas between them. Halacha L'maisa, what do we pass in the Maskana? So it's Machlokas we shown him. The Rif and the Rambam seem to say that we pass in Midin Shliach, Chatzer Midin Shliach. The Ran and others seem to say we pass in Midin Yad. Either way, Chatzer works. That's the end of that Chatzer Gemara. We'll have more of it, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Next Mishnah. Still talking about, as this first parak discusses, arguments about Mitzius, right? We both found it together, and the last Mishnah, if I'm riding on a donkey and I ask you to pick it up, it's all the parak about Mitzius and arguments, right? And the next Mishnah we're going to get to tomorrow, Bez Hashem, is if you find a Shtar Chov, what do you do with it? So but here we're still talking about Mitzius. Says the Mishnah, Ro, son, Ratzon Achar Mitzius, I see a bunch of people running after a lost animal. Achar Tzvi Shavar, Achar goes L'Shlo Parchu. After a deer with a broken leg, or after a bunch of birds. Tosfos Yontif says, why is it only one deer and a bunch of birds? Because usually birds fly together. So you have a bunch of birds, and deer sometimes fly, are alone. So that's why that's the case of the Mishnah. So you see them, see it, they're running after a Metziah, after a Tzvi, and after Gozlos, and Lachora, it's a case where there is no simin on these. Because if it was a simin, it would still belong to the owner. So there's no simin on these, so they're really lost objects, and we assume the owner had Yeush. So what happens? I see them running through, and all of a sudden they get through to my yard. And the animal starts going through my yard, and the people start running after them in my yard. The Yomar, Zachsel, Lisadai, and all of a sudden I say, my field should be Kona for me. My field should be Kona for me. Zachsel, that works. It works if it is, as the Mishnah says, we'll talk about more in the Gemara, if it's a deer with a broken leg, and are the birds that really cannot fly. If I say that, it works.
Hiya.
But if a deer is flying through my field, or birds are literally zooming, that doesn't work. It doesn't work because they're basically not in my field. If they're flying through, if it's a broken leg, as we'll say, you could grab it, so then it would work. But if not, so then it would not work. That's the Mishnah. So important Tosfos. So the question is, remind me to get back to that top Tosfos later when we get to Amud Beis about that Sefaras Makna. We'll come back to the top Tosfos here. The other issue in the Mishnah is, how literal is it when I see these things flying through my field? Do I have to say Zachsel Lisadai? Kinyan Chatzar always needs an Amira? Or not? Tosfos here says Beferish. Nira. The Afagav de Lomer Zachseli de Zachselo. You don't have to say it. If they're in my field and I think my field should be Kona, that's it. You look another elsewhere. You don't need that. Kedamina la'el. What did we say earlier on yesterday's daf? Etik and Rabbanan de Litni, Kilomer Mayhavi. What did we say yesterday? If the Rabbanan were Mesak and Kinyan Dalaramas, so then it should be automatic. So we had to say he fell on it. So he was Megala his das that it didn't work. But what do you see from there? You don't need an Amira. If you do a Kinyan, the Kinyan works. Every time you do a Kinyan Hagbah, you have to say, I am being Kona this item. No, or Kinyan Mashicha. You can't say there's because he fell on it. But here, no, it sounds like from there that you don't need an Amira. And also, the Yotosis quotes a line later. Alma, afalgavdalo amar kni, even though you didn't say it. So, says Tosfos, that one does not have to say it. The Nemuki Yosef here quotes the Ran and says, you do have to say it. You do have to say it in our Mishnah. This is not a regular case of Kinyan Chatzer. Why? Because the items are moving. If the items weren't moving, then fine. You don't have to say it. A regular case of Kinyan Chatzer. But here, there are items flying through your field, and therefore, the Nemuki Yosef quotes the Ran, the Dafka Da'amar Hachi, right, etc. And he continues. That's why you have to say it. You have to have an amira because they're moving. Sorry, the tzvi shavur, they're moving slowly. They're moving, right? It's ruts achar metzia, right? They're still moving, but you're able to reach them. They're not flying through the field. That is the Nemuki Yosef. And the Rambam has the other extreme. The Rambam says you always need an amira. You always, you know, you have to figure out what the other Gemaras mean, but the Rambam says in Exela Perek Hey that you always need Perek Yud Zayin. I'm sorry, Yud Zayin Hey Yud Zayin Yud Aleph Mishara Chayim Ratzon Achar Betzia Vari Tzvi Shaver Gadol Shel Parchu Har Im Hayomi Betzat Sadeo, which we'll get to that in a second. The Yilurat Hayim Agian VaAmar Zachsli Sadai Zachsalo Sadeo. What's the svara? Why would you have to say? Why wouldn't you have to say? That's, we're going to get to that in a second in the Gemara. Yeah.
According to Tosfos, why does the Mishnah have him say it? He doesn't need to say it.
According to Tosfos, why does the Mishnah have him say it? Maybe we'll get to a Ritva in a minute that will explain why our Mishnah is unique. But Tosfos says that the last line, which I didn't read, was just Mishnah Seifa.
Maybe it's a call to the Seifa.
Right. That exactly. That's what Tosfos, the last two lines of Tosfos, which I didn't read. V'hacha naka Mishnah Seifa, the Filu Amar. Exactly what you said. I should read that in the Tosfos. That teaches me. But what's the Svara, the Lamdis? Why would you have to say it or not? So says Rav Shimon, Shimon Shkup, in his Chidushim Abba Metziah. The question is, when I say my chatzer is Kone, and you know what? Let's even, to understand him even a little better, let's do the first line of the Gemara. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'husha omeid b'tzad sadehu. When does chatzer work? Only if you're standing next to your field. That's the only time it works. So the Gemara says, why? Particularly sadehu. Why do you need to be standing there? Why can't you suddenly be kona automatically? Isn't a field kona even without a person's das? So the Gemara answers, that only works by a guarded, enclosed field. Then you don't have to be there. But if it's an open field where things can go in and go out, in ilolo, only if you're standing there. Right? If it's a chaser mishtameres, you don't need to be standing there. But if it's a chaser sheina mishtameres, you have to be standing there.
So obviously, this three-way machlokas is only by eina mishtameres.
Right. So this whole machlokas is only by an eina mishtameres. By mishtameres, you might not need it. Correct. So the question is, how does the whole kidya chaser work? So says Reb Shimon, I have to be standing there by a chaser sheina mishtameres. But the chaser is what's kone it. Is that a real team effort? I'm doing it with my chaser. I'm there. My chaser's there. Or do I say no? The chaser is really being kone it. But my being there makes it a chatzar mishtameres. But really, the chatzar is the ikker. So if you say the chatzar is the ikker, and I'm just creating, you know, a makom shimur, then I don't have to say anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm not part of it. The chatzar is doing everything. Masha'ekid, if you say that I'm really part of it, says Reb Shimon, ela heicha the chatzar mishumer al yidei adam ho mibetzido yishladon. Im chashvinan ga maisa ha'adam, betzirif la'maisa kinyan, that's the Rambam. You'd always have to say, or at least have to say in certain cases. Oh, Shashmiris Adam, Hirak Siba, Shihe Chotzer Shamur. Vinasa, Komaisa Kenya de Chotzer. Right? So that is a Nafkamina. So then, if you would have to say it. Another Nafkamina might be, he doesn't say this, but maybe another Nafkamina could be on the beginning of the Gemara. What does the Gemara here say? The Gemara says, Husha Ome Betok Sadehu. The Ritva here has two deis, whether you have to actually be in the Sadeh. Because what's the language of the Gemara? Husha Ome Betsad Sadehu. If you be betzad, you have to be betoch. So the Ritva here says, some people say, I've seen, Tosas and Erevin, but some people have said that you have to be actually in it. Said the Ritva, I don't know why that would be. Why would you have to be actually in it? Just be on the side of it. Pirish betzad mamish, rafilu chutzalo, kibet the mishtamer l'dayto, svaru l'kach, hu mitzida kama betocha. And I had to say this because I saw some people say you have to say actually inside. He says, velo nira. I don't know why that would be. But maybe it could be totally on Reb Shimon's Chakira. If you say it's a real team effort, I don't know, which way would you say it? Which direction would you go? If you say that a person is creating Makom Shamur on Lachar, even outside, he created Makom, he's guarding it from the outside. But if you say it's a real team effort, then maybe they really have to be together. They really have to be a team, and he has to be inside. Could be. Could be. The one who argues with, like the Rambam, that you have to say it,
we know that Shalom Midaito works by Kinyan.
Shalom Midaito works, but by Chatzah Sheinim Mishtameres, you still have to be there. The Ritva has one other line here. He says, I don't know what you say in general, but at least here maybe you have to be there because you have three other people running after this animal. If you have three other people running after the animal, if you don't say anything, you're just looking. How are you going to be caught it? So here there's a Reyesa. Here there are people running after it. So there you have to be Megali Yer Das. And if you're not Megali Yer Das, that's a Gili Das the other direction. So you don't want your Chatzah to be caught it. So therefore, says the Ritva, maybe here is unique, and you wouldn't be able to bring any rayas from to elsewhere. Okay, let's continue. Umina Timra, says the Gemara, how do I know the Chatzah Sheinim Mishtameres? I omid betzad sadeo in ilolo. How do I know that you have to standing there would work, and you need to be standing there, and if you're not standing there, then a Chatzah Sheinim Mishtameres does not work? Titanya, because the Brisa says in a totally different area of halacha. The halacha of shichacha, we know lechet shichacha and peya, right? We're going to learn about it on Shavuos. We're going to learn about it this week, right? The big discussion in the Mefarshim al Torah: why is lechet shichacha and peya mentioned in Perachav Gimel in the middle of the Parshas Hamoadim, especially right after Shavuos? What other show we have? We have Shabbos, Pesach, Omer, Shavuos, lechet shichacha and peya, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. So, which one of these does not belong? So what's Lekat Shekapeya doing in the middle of Perachav Gimel? So anyway, but that's today's daf. Lekat are the items, the grains, the stalks that just fell down as I was gathering. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to talk about Lekat. Today's Gemara is about Shekhecha. Shekhecha are the actual bundles. I piled bundles up, and I forgot some of them in the field. So if I forgot 10 of them, that's not Shekhecha, because you don't forget 10. You're obviously going to go back. Shekhecha is something that there's a good chance that you might forget permanently. But the halacha is, even if you then remember, you got to leave them for the aniyim. You got to leave them for the aniyim, one or two bundles. And peya, of course, we discussed yesterday. I didn't think of that. Lekha jo peya, three dafim in a row. Yesterday we did peya, today we're doing shekhecha, and tomorrow lekha's going to come up. Okay. Says the Gemara. Says the Brisa, Titania, Hayomi, Ba'ir, Va'omer, Yodiani, Shani, Shomer, Shishli, Besad, Epolim, Shachachuhu. A person's in the city, and he says, I know my workers forgot the Shechacha in the field. I know. Yo, Yehe Shechacha. That which they forgot should not be Shechacha. I'm declaring it shouldn't be Shechacha, says the owner. You might think that it's not shechicha. Tamalomar taflak. V'shachachta omer basade. Basade v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir. In the field there's shechicha, not in the city. Says the Gemara, the b'risa is not understandable. Hagufa kasha. How do you read this b'risa? The first line of the b'risa sounds like amart yachol lo yeh shechicha. Where does that b'risa sound like it's going? You might think it's not shechicha. Kamash malon. It's going to be shechicha. That's where you think it's going. Mahavi shechicha. But then the Gemara, the b'risa quotes a pasuk which tells me that it's not shechicha. The nasiv lo Gemara besada v'shachachna v'lo ba'ir. I'm alone mahavi shechicha. So just, how do you read the words of the b'risa? So Gemara says you have to elav hafi gamar. You have to put in a lot of extra words. This is how you read it. Then Rashi figures out how this could fit into the words of the Brisa itself. But anyway, let's just do the Gemara. This is what the Brisa really means. Basade, if you're in the field, shachuach meikar havi shechacha. If you never remember this bundle at all, it's shechacha. Zachar l'basov shachuach ain't shechacha. But if you remembered at one point and then you forgot, it's not shechacha. Why? My taima kivan dekoi gaba. If you remembered when you were in the field. So then you're right next to it. So you're there. You're standing next to it. That's where you're zocha. That's our raya already. Omid b'tzat sadeh was going to work by chatzer. So in that case, it's not shechacha because you were zocha to it. Once it's yours. Avol ba'ir. But if you're in the city, afilu zachar l'basov shachuach havi shechacha. In the city, as long as you had a zikaron originally, even if you had a zikaron originally, if you forgot later, it's shechacha. My time, the lesser gabe deliskilei, because you're not there. So what that you remembered it? So once you forget it, you're not there. The zechiah originally didn't matter, right? So therefore, you see from that explanation of the brisa that when you're standing there, it makes a difference. So that's the raya that a chotzer sheinu mishtameris. If you're standing there, so it is going to be zocha to you out of a kinyan chotzer. Tosfos points out here, it's an important ha'ara. In Tosfos zachur. What does it mean that if you when you're in your field and you remember, it's not going to be shechacha? So and then you forget later. Then basically you could just forget the whole concept of shechacha. A owner of a field will go out to his field and say, I remember everything. So how do you ever have the case of shechacha? So no, it has to be you remembered at a time when it's possible to be shechacha, right at the beginning, where before you start. Pirish zachor b'shash ha-shechacha matchelas. It's only later. Obviously, if you go out to your field, right, when everything grows, and you say, I remember everything, it's not going to work, because that's going to undermine the whole mitzvah of shechacha. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So we just brought a raya from this brisa that standing next to your field is going to work. So it says the Gemara, Mimai, how do I know that's the svar for the brisa? Maybe it's just a gzeras hakasav by shechacha. How do I know that that's how you're supposed to interpret the brisa? That has to do with your standing there or not, remembering it. Maybe it's just that in the city, you can't make shechacha in the city. So Amar Kra, no. Lo sashav lakachto, lo rabo shechacha se'ir. The pasuk adds, you cannot go back for it, and therefore, that extra phrase is to include forgetting even in the city. It's like, Marzim amina, hamibay le'lalav. No, that's coming to tishbi on nisr. It's not just a mitzvah to give shechacha, but it's a lo sasei. If I go back for the shechacha, I'm violating. So imke neema kralo tikachenu. Then it should have just said that. Don't take it. Milo tashuv l'rabo shechazair. The extra phrase is to teach me don't go back. To teach me that this extra did. Ivy akademi boy lilikaditsna. No, maybe I still need that lo sasei for the following. The mishnah says in peya shalafana of ancient. There's no mesecha shechacha. All halachas of lekan and shechacha are in peya. So the mishnah peya says shalafana of ancient shechacha shalachrav yeshechacha. If I'm in my field. Let's say you can look right outside right here. After the harvest takes place, the farmer leaves these huge piles of grain, and then eventually he goes back to get them. So let's say I left these huge rolled piles, and I'm going one by one to collect them. So the ones in front of me aren't shechacha yet, because I didn't get there yet. Only the ones behind me that I might have forgotten are shechacha. That's what it means. Lefanav ain't shechacha. Shalachav ain't shechacha. Shuv b'al tashuv. That's only the ones behind me are in the isser of not going back. Zachlal. This is the rule. Kol shuv b'al tashuv shechacha. Anything in the isser of going back is shechacha. Kol she'ainu b'al tashuv because I didn't get there yet. Ain't a shechacha? Question mark. So again, don't you need the pasuk to teach me this? So therefore, there is no source to teach me the halacha of omid b'tzad sadeyu. So Amar Rav Ashi Amar Krano. There's another pasuk. Yihyeh l'rabos shechachas ha'ir. No, the word yihyeh is coming to include shechachas ha'ir. Okay, period. End of that raya. V'chein amar ula, v'shomid v'tzad sadehu, ula also says you have to be standing next to your field, When is a chazer sheinu mishtamer? As v'chein amar rabbi rachana v'ushomid b'tzad sadeyu. You have to be standing next to your field. Esve Rabbi Abba le'ula. Rabbi Abba says to Ula, 1 minute, right? Ula says you have to be standing there. I'll bring you a story where the person is not standing there. Maisa b'gamliel v'zakeinim. This is a story, but it's a real halachic story. Right? It's a mishnah maisa sheini. Says Rabbi Gamliel, there's a story. Rabbi Gamliel v'zakeinim. Shoyabam b'svina. They were all on the boat together. They're all on a boat. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel all of a sudden realized, Oyvei, I didn't take off maisras from my field. So, and what's the worry? What's he so worried about? So Rashi just quotes, second to last Rashi, Hukshalo, it bothered him. Doesn't say why. Hukshalo, it bothered him. But Tosas quotes Rashi in Masechas Kedushin, where he says that Rabbi Gamliel was worried that people were going to take from his field. And it was Tevel, so he wanted to prevent them from eating Yisurim. That's what he says on the first. People are going to think that it was ready. He's a Talmud Chacham, and the rule we usually know is you can assume a Talmud Chacham took off all of his Trumas of Isis right away. So people are going to know, you don't get much bigger of a Talmud Chacham, right? So therefore they're going to go eat it. So he was worried. First line of Tosas, she yari pen yismachuola, but ebeso. She iser biyochlu tevel. They're going to come eat tevel. So back to the story. So what does he do? So he says as follows. Iser shani asid lamud, the miser. What's he talking about? He's talking about the miser Rishon. The Meiser Rishon that I'm going to take off, not only Yeshua. That's given to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, who's a Levi, who's on the boat with me. So, let's give it to Yeshua. Umakoma Muskerlo. How am I giving it to him? The place where it is, I'm renting it out to him. In other words, sounds like Kinyan Chaser. Sounds like I'm renting out the place for him, and therefore, and I'm going to give it to him, and it belongs to him through that Kinyan Chaser. And that's going to be the Kasha. Rabbi Yeshua is not standing next to the field. So it sounds like if he's worried about people going in, it's not such a chatzar mishtameres. So that's a problem. Let's just finish the story first. The isur achar chani asid lamud, and also the other isur. What is that? The meiser ani. We're told that it was a year of meiser ani. Right? We know in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, one brings meiser sheni themselves up to Yerushalayim. In years 3 and 6, meiser ani takes the place of meiser sheni, and meiser ani give to the aniim. So the meiser ani that I want to give is nasum Akiva ben Yosef. That's given to Rabbi Akiva. Kadesha Yizke Bol Aniyim, because he's the Gabbai Tztaka for the Aniyim, so you give it to him. Why does it have to say Akiva ben Yosef here? Well, maybe it's once it connected to Yosef Atzadik. Yosef Atzadik was Mefarnis the whole world, so therefore Rabbi Akiva is being Mefarnis the Aniyim. Just say Rabbi Akiva, like it says many times. Dafka says Akiva ben Yosef. Okay, it's given to Akiva ben Yosef. Umukoma Muskerlo, and also I give it to him through Kinyan Chatzer. So ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Vetzatzadeh, Gabriel, they were all on the boat with him. Right, so therefore, you know, how did it work? Isn't that a kasha? Doesn't that show that you don't need to be omid b'tzad sadeyu by a kinyan chatzer? A couple of points on the story before we get to the answer. First, just a little point, and that is, why do you have to be maskir? Why can't you just be shoel, mashiel the land? You had to rent it out to him, but he couldn't lend it to them. She'el is also, the Gemara says, schiris liyomei. She'el is also like a rental for a day. So why wasn't he showing it? So the Ritva says that maybe it wasn't just an issue of giving the Meiser, but it was a year of Shnas, it was the time of the Biur, when he had to get all the Meisers out of his house. And therefore, Ratza Lasos Hochacha Nikar Lakol Shemotzio Mirshuso. He wanted to do a Meiser that it was clear that he was getting out of the house. You know, if you let him, like, okay, you borrow it. It's not as clear. You give me money for it. You rent it out, so then that's for sure. Like Avram Avinu, don't give it to me. I want to pay for it. I want to pay for it, right? The Maris Machpelah. I don't want any machlokas about it. See, we wanted to do a Maisa handicaps. Okay, but the earlier, there are two other points that are discussed on this Tosas. First of all, without turning the page, there's a Tosas here, not only Yoshua. It's a Tosas on Amabez that belongs to Amad Aleph. Right? We know, the Gemara says elsewhere, that Ezra HaSofer, when Ezra came back for the second Beis HaMikdash, a lot of people didn't come back with him. Right? We know the Navi describes that. So the Gemara says that because of that, Ezra fined the Levium. Some Kohanim came back with him. Levium didn't come back to him with him, so he fined them. You know what he did? He said, you don't get Maaser Rishon anymore. Tough luck. Truma, you can't say that to the Kohanim, because Truma is Aser Tazarim. Tazari's Truma, he's Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. But a Maaser Rishon, it's not Aser. It's Gezel of the Levium. I could eat Maaser Rishon. I'm Israel. I'm stealing from the Levium. So Ezra said, Efker Bezen Efker, no, you don't have to give it to the Levium anymore. So he was Konis them, because they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting Lashon in Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes that they didn't come back to Yerushalayim. Right, that if you look, where is it? Or one of the Rishonim say that So why was he giving it here? Why was he giving the Meiser Rishon to Yehoshua, to Rabbi Yehoshua? It was after the time of Ezra. So Tosfos answers, maybe he was like Rabbi Akiva, that the knas wasn't not to give it to the Levium. The knas was that you could also, Rabbi Akiva, Damar Kodem, a knas dafka the Levi, v'achar knas, right, look on the Levi, like I said. The knas was, not that you shouldn't give it to the Levi, but that you could also give it to the Kohen. Give it to the Levi if you want to. If you find a tzaddik Levi you want to, fine. But the other time afterwards, you could still give it to the Kohen. Did I say that correctly? So like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar to Kodem Knas Dafka the Levi. Right before the Knas, you have to give it to the Levi, and after the Knas, what was the Knas? You could also give it to the Kohen. So therefore, you could give it to the Levi also. That's one answer. Other Rishonim say no. The Knas was only against the Levium Ashirim, but he never took it away from the Levium Aniyim. You know, that's part of their Parnasa, so he wouldn't take it away from them. It's interesting. Rambam, the Rambam, when he formulates this Zera, and all the Rishonim are bothered by this. The Rambam seems to say, well, I'll read it to you, it doesn't say it.
If he was an Ani,
he could have given them both of them. He could have given the Meister Ani and the Meister training. Right, but he gave it to the Rabbi Akiva, who was the Gabbai. So the Rambam writes in Ilchas Meister, the Ezra Kanas es Halavim Bismano. Shelo Yitnu Lahan Meister Rishon, Elo Yitnasin Lakonim, Lefishelo Alui Moli Rishalayim. It was the Rambam, not Tosis. He didn't go back with them to Yerushalayim. Right, so says the Rambam has one word that bothers all the later Mefarshim, Bismano. He was probably bizarre. First of all, that answers our question. It was only for this man. The problem is you have many Gemaras. You have many Gemaras that talk about the Knas of Ezra. That's the Rambam talking about. He was only according to the Levim Bismano. Very late for Tamua, says the Kesa Mishnah. To have a prakim on his garmash without pedoris to basarach ikanis. So it's very difficult. So he tries to quote, and then the Kesa Mishnah suggests. He said it's the Pasha of the Rambam sounds like there's only a Knas for that Zman, which is very difficult to fit into many Gemaras. But it's an important Rambam to know.
So he's Knas the Levium Bismano that didn't come back?
That didn't come, I guess the Levium that were there? So Lachor, they didn't go back to Yerushalayim. I don't know how many Jews there were outside of Yerushalayim. Lachor, there were. So maybe he's being Konis even the Jews in Tzipori, Jews in elsewhere. They didn't come up to Yerushalayim. Okay, that is the that's Tosfos and that is the Rambam. He also says at the end of Tosfos, just on top of Amud Beis, why wasn't he worried about Truma Gedola? Took off Truma already. He gave Ma'aser Rishon and he gave Ma'aser. What about Truma? That's step one. So that's all that you must have taken off Truma already. Why? Because Truma is easy to take off. You don't have to do any measuring. Right? Meister is you have to take off a tenth of what's left. Truma, chita achas poteres esakri. So Gemara says, just one little midaraisa. You know, midarabanan, there's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, depending what kind of ah you have. But midaraisa, one chita, one piece of wheat. Right? That's what the Gemara says. If you remember, we mentioned in the past many times, Tosas Rid and the Nodeb Yehuda, who says that the Chiddush, the Nodeb Yehuda says, I never saw anyone who says this Chiddush before in my life. He didn't have a Tosas Rid. We have a Tosas Rid on Kiddushin who says a Beferish, that the halacha of Chita Achas Poteres Esakri only means that your field is no longer Tevel. But you would not yotze the mitzvah of Nesina, of giving Truma to the Kohen. Because for Nesina, you need a Dover Chashuv. And if a chita achas, one little measly piece of a kernel of wheat, is not a davar chasha, right? You brought a grain of wheat last week that you picked. I never saw wheat before, right? That was picked. So it's a little thing. That's a nesina. That's not a nesina. So chita, your kri is mesukan, but that's not the mitzvah of nesina, which we're going to get back to that actually in a few minutes. Let's continue now. So the Gemara asked the question. You need omed next to it? But what do you mean? In the boat case, they weren't next to it. So keep the people in mind. Rabbi Abba asked this question to Ula. So Amar Le, Ula answers Rabbi Abba, Dami Haime Rabbanan Kitlo Gamri Inchi Shmaitza. Well, says, you haven't learned the sugya well enough. I'm not even going to answer you. So that was it. That was all Ula told him. He also the sermon, Rabbi Abba came to Surah, Amar Lahu, Hachi Amar Ula Vachi Osvite. He says, this is the question I asked Ula, and this is what he answered me. I don't know what he was so angry about. So Amar Le, Ahumi Rabbanan. So one of the rabbis said, I know why he didn't answer you. Ha Rabbi Gamliel, Metaltzli Agav Makarki Hiknalam. He wasn't using Kinyan Chatzer, he was using Kinyan Agav. Remember Agav? Agav means I'm going to sell you lands, and I'm going to sell you Metaltzlin. And I'm going to sell you the Metaltzlin Agav the land. So you're going to do a Kinyan on the land, and the batatzlan are going to be thrown along with it. Machlokas doesn't have to be on there or not. But either way, it was a kinyan agav. That's why it wasn't. A kinyan chatzer. There's no raya to the case of chatzer. So Reb Zera Kibler, Reb Zera said, okay, that's a good answer. Rabbi Abba lo Kibler, Rabbi Abba didn't like it. Rabbi said, no, I don't think it was agav. I think it was chatzer. So he didn't accept that explanation. Amar Rava, Shab Rava Dilo Kibla. You're right. It's good that he didn't accept that answer. Why? Because after all, there's much an easier kinyan they could have done. They could have done chalipin, right? Could have picked up a yarmulke, picked up a handkerchief, just lifted it. So why didn't they do chalipin? Ella, what must be the reason they didn't do chalipin? Tovas hana eno mamon liknos bimeno b'chalipin. Tovas hana. What is tovas hana? If I have something, I have shum, I have meiser. Do I really own that? I don't own it. The only thing I own in it are the rights to choose which coin and levy I give it to. That's called tovas hana. The tovas hana meaning the goodness of the pleasure that you're going to be happy with me once I give it to you. So that's all I have. So says the Gemara, that's not really an asset that I choose which coin or levy to give it to. So if it's not really mamon, so then chalipin requires actual mamon. Chalipin only works with actual mamon. So hachanami, says the Gemara, says Rava, tovas anayin mamon liklos agavi karka. So too, kinyan agav requires real mamon. So you can't say they didn't do chalipin, and that's why it can't be agav. So what's the only other choice left? It must have been chaser. So you do have a good kasha, Rabbi Abba, on Ula. So the Gemara finally answers Velohi. No, that Ha'ara is not such a problem. Why? Matnas Kahuna. By Matnas Kahuna, Chumas Maestris, Nesina Ksiv Bahu. It says Nesina, and therefore Chalipin, Derech Mekach Omemkarhu. That's why Chalipin is no good. Because Chalipin looks like a barter. Chalipin looks like, you know, a transaction. And that's why you cannot use Chalipin to give over your Matnas Kahuna. Because it doesn't look like a Nesina. That's why they didn't do chalipin. But tzadon agam makarka nesina limtahu. But what's wrong? You know, it's good enough to for agav. Tovas hana would be good enough. It's good enough of an asset to be able to be nikne al yedei agav. So therefore, that was the answer why this story is no raya against Ula. They didn't have to be yomid b'tzadon deyum because it wasn't a kinyan chatzer. It was a kinyan agav. Period. Rav Papa Amar. Now Rav Papa has a totally different answer. Maybe the whole Gemara Namad Aleph, what we said that you have to be standing there, is only by mitzia, by a lost item that's coming into your reshus. But if somebody's giving you something, you don't have to be standing there. Why? Das acheres makne osan shiny. If somebody else is being makne to you, that's different. Mina Timra, how do you know this is true? It's not, because our Mishnah says, our Mishnah, you see people running after the Mitziah, and if you say, my Sadash Vikone, by a broken leg deer, etc., it works. When does that work? Your Amira, only when you could have reached, you could have caught the animal. That's when it works. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, would you say the same thing by a gift, not by a Mitziah? By a gift, you also have to be able to catch it? So the Gemara says, Kilimini Rabbi Abba Rakahana, Rabbi Abba accepted a distinction. Avo bishrots ra'acharin ve'ein magiyon. No, even if you wouldn't be able to reach it, still, it would work by matana. So my taimo, why would that be? By mitzia, you have to be able to reach it by matana, not. Lav mishum, the dasachar is makros and shiny. It must be because dasachar is makros is different when somebody's putting it into your reshus. You don't have to be able to catch it, and you don't have to be there. You don't have to be there. Amarle, we'll talk about that in a second, but let's just finish first. Amarle, see me, Rav Papa, 1 minute. Vahari, get the dasachar es makne osa. Get is dasachar es makne. The husband puts it into the woman's reshus, and yet we know the woman has to be there. The Amar Ula, Bahusha omedes b'tzad beso b'tzad chatzera. She has to stand there. So you see, even by dasachares, you have to be there. So Gemara answers, shiny get to isabal karcha. Now, get is different. Because get can be given even by karcha of the woman. Since the Gemara said just the opposite. The other way. If by get, which is bakarcha of the woman, meaning the woman isn't really such a player by get. She could be forced me to oraisa, and yet she has to be there. So matana to be daiti lo kol shekain. So surely by matana, where the makabel is more of a player, you know, the makabel should have to be there. So therefore, what do you do? Isn't get a problem? So the Gemara of Hashem will answer it. We'll answer it tomorrow. But just one other ha'ara before we finish, and that is, this is where the Gemara says das acheres maknos anshani. Tosfos does not say it here, but Tosfos says it in a number of places elsewhere. Right? The big Tosfos about it is Sanhedrin daf samaches. Tosfos says even though the Gemara says in many places that a katan cannot be zochet to anything, Tosva says, a katan can be zochet to araisa with das acheres makne. If I give it to a katan, it would work to araisa. Meaning, says Tosfos, on Sukkos, if I have a lulav, I should not give it to my katan before I use it. On a day when I need vachem, it has to be mine, because if I can give it to the katan, that's acharis makne. I'm makne it to him, and it's his daraisa. He can't give it back to me, daraisa. So that's why that's Tosfos says that all over Shas. Das acharis makne shiny, the before a katan. The problem is, the Gemara never says it. The Shach says, how the Shach proves Kedarka Bakodesh, whenever the Shach has an issue that he wants to take, he quotes a machlokes, and then he shows how everybody agrees with him. So here too, the Shach quotes his own machlokes, but then he says, the Gemara never says it anywhere. That that's not Chariz Machlok, would work for a katan. The only place the Gemara says it anywhere is right here. By Kenyan Chatzer. By Kenyan Chatzer, you don't need to be Omedes by Das Acharis Machne. That's all the Gemara says. So why Tosfos extends that out to katan? But nowhere does the Gemara say it. So maybe Tosfos has a misvara, but as we're going to start tomorrow, we have to stop now. But Tosfos is going to Rav Soloveitchik suggested how this Gemara could be the root, and then from here Tosfos extended it. What's the root reason why Das Acharis Makne doesn't need Omid Bitzad Sadehu? Once we figure that out, then we'll be able to apply it to the case of Katan. So Beit Hashem, we'll start with that tomorrow. Rav Soloveitchik's thought how this Gemara can be a source for Tosfos. Okay, we'll stop here.